Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
Not a good time to digress. Apologize, but any of you who may have ever been in my shoes know that, you know, there's a healthy degree of being pissed when you are constantly being blasted with EMF. And, you know, we cannot know who these guys are, with the exception of Henry Kissinger and Bill Gates. Those two is too obvious. They've given us too many tells. But aside from them, please do not be duped. It ain't about money. They got a whole long list, I'm sure, of buffers, of people we're supposed to go try to absorb our blame, who they want to absorb our ire and not get to them ever, right? The police, the wealthy. We'll save the list for another day. Continuing with Margaret, that electrotherapeutics adapted by more practical men from his high-frequency apparatus was growing into a field of medical technology that seemed to benefit almost everyone but the inventor, that's for sure. And just the year before, I shouldn't laugh. I guess I'm the only one who can, huh? Being myself in the crosshairs. And just the year before, Dr. Edwin Northrop had gone back for inspiration to the old ideas and circuits of Tesla to devise his first high-frequency furnace, a debt that he at least had graciously acknowledged. Barron the engineer enumerated to himself only the more prosaic of Tesla's achievements and felt outraged. He quickly found that persuading the AIEE to confer the Edison Medal upon Tesla was easy compared to getting the inventor to accept it. He didn't want the Edison Medal. He would not receive it. "Let us forget the whole matter, Mr. Barron," he said, Nikola Tesla said. "I appreciate your goodwill and your friendship, but I desire you to return to the committee and request it to make another selection. It is nearly 30 years since I announced my rotating magnetic field and alternating current system before the Institute. I don't need its honors, and someone else may find it useful," unquote from Nikola. Says Margaret, "The old wounds reopened, bled, bitterness." And I said, personally, my comment to her, this initial quote, I don't hear that in those words. I hear simple truth. To me, it sounds like he is just so past it. I mean, it's not just that they are noticing 30 years after the fact, and he gave this presentation to the Institute. We just, remember he just said, 30 years ago? I mean, it's not just that they are only noticing 30 years after the fact that he happened to bring electricity, AC, and the three-phase induction motor to the world we're talking about. I mean, he was adored and idolized all over the world for doing this. Russia, Europe, he was invited to come and share his wonders. And he did. But what Margaret can't know, the psychological and physical abuse he's been subjected to ever since the confab of scientists and theft of the weapon and other discoveries, and then suppression of all of his subsequent wondrous inventions. And therefore, his seeing the global power guys, or rather the system, seeing the global power system that he's up against rather too close and personal, means that it is his place in our hearts that he is now fighting for. Continuing with Margaret, how indeed could the AIEE have been so remiss? More than 3/4 of the members of the Institute probably owed their own jobs to Nikola's inventions. Since the hostility between Edison and Tesla was well known, It probably had been assumed that he might feel a certain distaste for the metal's name. But Baron, knowing that the inventor both needed and deserved such a claim at this moment, insisted. That brought down the rain of acid. Quote from Nicola. You propose to honor me with a medal which I could pin upon my coat and strut for a vain hour before the members and guests of your institute. You would bestow an outward semblance of honoring me, but you would decorate my body and continue to let starve for failure to supply recognition my mind and its creative products, which have supplied the foundation upon which the major portion of your institute exists. And I comment, there are worlds of abuse swimming in that bitterness that Margaret can't know the half of. And again, he speaks simple truth. He is far too honest to say anything less, once pressed. Continuing. It was rare for Tesla to reveal personal feelings toward Edison, but now he pulled no punches. And when you would go through the vacuous pantomime of honoring Tesla, you would not be honoring Tesla, but Edison, who has previously shared unearned glory from every previous recipient of this medal. Baron, however, refused to let the matter rest there. Just happened to notice that there's no flashing yellow light. Again, appeal to those who may have listened over the internet as to whether or not this show went out. Would be great. Be grateful to hear. And we are going long because of the problems at the beginning meant we started very late. I'm going to try to finish our reading from Nikola Tesla before we close. Thank you again for your patience. Baron, however, refused to let the matter rest there. After several visits to Tesla's office, he persuaded him to accept the honor. Tesla passed the Engineers Club almost daily, but no longer went inside. The building stood, as it still does, directly across from Bryant Park. The rectangle of sooty grass and listless trees behind the public library where he went each day to feed his pigeons. Many engineers observed the strange, tall figure, less magnificently dressed than in his prime, yet still erect and proud, as he entered the park to be greeted by swirls of birds. Pigeons appealed to quirky, lonely, unreliable, usually poor, and eccentric persons. And I comment, as I said in a previous show and this one, our understanding depends on seeing the all around of a thing. And in the case of someone targeted by power, with invisible assaults on them of waves and false folks, seeing the all around of a thing includes our seeing the need for authentic life. In our June 11, 2017 show, we said, to be surrounded by the degree of falseness one experiences as a target stimulates the need to be around that which can only be what it is. And that's from our June 11, 2017 show, Tesla, as all targets, craved the truth.
I had a dream last night that I was fine.